Morning, Maseches Menachos. We are in the second parak, in the middle of Mishnah Beis. The Mishnah yesterday was discussing in the event that there was some form of an invalidation by the Shteil Lechem or the Lechem Aponim. Namely, the Lechem Aponim, which are the showbreads which are put on the Shulchan and the Kodesh, 12 of them every Shabbos, or in the event that there was some form of an invalidation on the Shteil Lechem, which were brought on Shavuos, these two loaves, exactly what the status is in that situation. So the Mishnah tells us that nitmeis achas min achalos, that let's say out of, for example, the Shteil Lechem, there's only two chalos, so one of the two became tameh. So we know that food, oichon mashkin, can become impure, depending on who, what touches it. So now the problem is that as it became tameh, one of them, now the other one did not become tameh, but is it a two-for-one deal? That the fact that one became tameh, no longer you're able to bring both. O echon min hasdar. When it comes to the lechem upon him, it's the same question. Whether or not if one of these 12 loaves became tameh, does that invalidate the use of the other ones? Rabbi Yehuda Oimer Shnehem Yetsu Leves HaSreifa. Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion that both of them need to be burned, or in this situation, at least in the case of the Shteil Lechem, we're dealing with two chalos. The fact that you have one that became tameh, the other one, which is pure, is really useless because you have to bring both. With having one which is tahar, one which is tameh, is insufficient as far as the service in the Beis Hamikdash. As he says, she'ein karban sibur choluk. When it comes to the offerings of a communal karban, it's something which cannot be divided. And therefore, once one is not able to be used, one becomes pasul. Therefore, the other one is also pasul. So even though the reality is that the other one really technically is tahar, he requires both of them to go leves hasreifa because they're useless otherwise. V'chachamim oimrim hatameh betumaso v'hatahar ye'achel. The Chachamim says no, and we postulate this opinion, that the one which is tameh, of course, remains in its status of impurity, and therefore must be destroyed, must be brought to this place of burning, this beis hasreifa. The tahar one, the challah, which will remain pure, ye'achel, you have the right to eat it. And therefore, we have this dispute whether or not one invalidates the other. However, the Gemara discusses this and says the only time that Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim disagree is only in a scenario in which this challah became impure before the blood was sprinkled regarding the keves, regarding the Shteil Lechem, in which we said that the two loaves are connected to the offering of the Shnei Kvasim. Or for the case of the Lechem Haponim, the showbreads, that one of them became tummy before the frankincense was burned, which is part of the avoda. However, if let's say that one of them became impure after that service took place, then even Rabbi Yehuda would admit that the one which is tameh remains tameh, but the one which is tahar can be eaten. So this Mishnah, in which we have this dispute, is referring to before the service took place. In this situation, again, we pass on like the opinion of the Chachamim, that the one which is tameh is tameh, has to be burned. One is tahar, may be eaten.